Standing next to a pile of nearly 600 CDs. By next week, I'll probably fall in love with about 7 of them. We'll put them on a show called All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Listen and fall in love with music all over again. I'm going to open up one now. It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Sunday afternoon at 1 on AM 580.
On this 4th of July morning, many of you across this country might be waking up to thoughts of firing up that grill. Many kids, well, you might be thinking about ice cream. It is a treat that, like few others, has the power to evoke nostalgia. Just listen to this moment from a promotional film distributed back in 1955 by the National Dairy Council. It depicts a grandfather looking back on summers when he was a boy.
Yes, every Sunday in those days before television, radio, and movies, making ice cream was usually a family event. And it was sure worth all the bother. If we wanted ice cream, I turned the crank.
And handmade ice cream is still pretty special. For this Independence Day, my colleague Renee Montaigne paid a visit to the Cool House ice cream shop just a few blocks from NPR West in Culver City, California. Their creative new flavors are being used as building blocks in crafting the ultimate ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
Something to know about Natasha Cates, the co-founder of Cool House, is that she was not trained as a cook. She was trained as an architect, where one of her graduate school projects set her on the path to designing ice cream instead of buildings.
At UCLA, where I went for grad school, I just got into different ways of using food as the medium to talk about architecture. How could food send people a message or educate people about design? So I called it Farkitecture, food plus architecture.
She even made an architectural model out of a layer cake. It's a concept that greets you the moment you step into the door of this ice cream shop. There on the wall, a life-size image of the man who inspired the name Cool House, architect Rem Cool House.
I consider myself very punny, a punisher, if you will. And Cool House is a play on Bauhaus architecture, and Rem Cool House, the architect. And then the third kind of entendre there is the ice cream sort of look like little cold houses, as do our trucks.
Little cool houses,
yes. But it's punny and it's silly because the idea was making architecture fun and accessible and digestible for people.
Some of these silly puns are found in the names of Cool House's ice cream sandwiches. I am pay becomes I am peanut butter. Mies van der Rohe becomes Mies vanilla der Rohe. Now, Cool House is out with a book of ice cream recipes, and our lesson in building ice cream sandwiches began with the cookies, which function as the foundation.
There's definitely an architecture to the sandwich. The foundation, it has to be pliable. It has to be a little chewy so that it can hold the scoop and, as you're eating the sandwich, not fall apart and not just crunch off. The ice cream itself is kind of the glue of the sandwich. It holds it all together. And then the top cookie as well. If it's too hard and too crunchy, it's just going to push all the center of the ice cream sandwich out.
Making ice cream has gotten a lot easier from the days of rock salt and endless churning. Today's electric ice cream makers hum quietly as they churn on their own.
So this is the custard base that I've made actually last night. We do recommend chilling it overnight for best consistency, or at least 5 hours. It's just organic milk, cream, sugar, and egg yolks. It's 8 egg yolks.
And Natasha Kay says the absolute key to great ice cream is getting the base right.
The base is the part that most people, when they make ice cream, mess up, actually.
What's to mess up?
So when you're making the base, very, very commonly, people just either throw the eggs in, or there's too much hot milk, cream, and sugar on the eggs too fast, and then they'll just sort of curdle. And then you don't want to cook the custard too long either, because it will become a harder, more solid custard. But once you've made the base right, I mean, literally you're putting it in the machine and then adding your inclusions. So usually from there, you're good to go.
Inclusions. That's the ice cream industry's term for the chunks and chips and bits that are folded into the ice cream. In this case, we're going to make Cool House's Dirty Mint Chip. Usually, mint chip is flavored by mint extract or an oil. Natasha Case uses only fresh mint leaves, chopped up surprisingly rough.
And then you leave the mint in there. And what it does is it continues to infuse the ice cream over time, so it actually gets more powerful.
Then she hands me a third of a cup of the chopped mint.
Do you want to put the mint in?
Sure. And the next inclusion, chocolate chips.
So I'm putting that a half cup.
So, mint chocolate chip, a classic and delicious. Still, many of Cool House's customers are part of a taste trend. They come in the door looking for an adventure in ice cream.
The palate has evolved. More and more are not sweet on sweet on sweet flavors are bigger ones. People like a lot of savory. They like a lot of spice. They like sour. So we have, for example, our fried chicken and waffles ice cream, which is total salt and savory, and that's one of our best sellers. We just launched a goat milk caramel with mascarpone and rosemary. The mascarpone is a little savory. The goat milk caramel is actually quite sour. Again, huge hit. A few years ago, we had our sweet corn and blueberry ice cream as a summer flavor. It wasn't that big, to be honest. We brought it back this season. It's huge.
All these loopy flavors have serious implications for the two cookies holding together the ice cream sandwich that we are here to taste this summer day.
Chewy, not overly sweet, because if you're going to have two and ice cream, you don't want to be in a food coma after. In fact, in many of the recipes, it's just brown sugar, and brown sugar is only half as sweet as white sugar, but it also creates that caramelly, chewy component, so that's really key.
Ice cream.
Now at last, between two oatmeal raisin cookies, brown sugar only, Natasha Case gently places a big scoop of balsamic fig mascarpone ice cream.
This is the fun part is actually strategizing around the fact that you've got to like keep it together.
Yeah, I would say so.
In fact, it makes me want to run out into the hot sun just to make it that much harder. But thank you. This was delicious.
Awesome. It was my pleasure to have you here.
You can make your own balsamic fig mascarpone ice cream and the dirty mint chip. We've got recipes from the Cool House Ice Cream Book on our website, npr.org. And on this 4th of July, you're listening to Morning Edition on NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Ice cream, everybody want ice cream, rock, rock my baby rock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from America's Natural Gas. Learn how UPS is reducing emissions in communities with their growing fleet of natural gas vehicles. ThinkAboutIt.org. From the Annie E. Casey Foundation, with 25 years of Kids Count data on the well-being of America's children, at datacenter.kidscount.org. And from the Cy Sims Foundation, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts since 1985. CySimsFoundation.org. This is NPR.
The weather forecast for the 4th of July, sunny skies, the high 78, light northeasterly winds. Tonight, mostly clear, the low 55. Sunny tomorrow, the high around 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 62. And for Sunday, the high around 85. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night through Wednesday. Sunday night's low 72 and Monday's high 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.